earth, and sky.
Be aware that nanotechnology is out there. It can have great benefits, but that there will be some risks inevitably.
You're listening to Jennifer Kuzma with the Center for Science, Technology, and Public Policy at the University of Minnesota. Kuzma studies the impact of nanotechnology, the engineering of materials at the atomic scale, on the food we eat. She's an expert on nanotechnology regulation in the United States.
So the current level of oversight is really basically stay the course and regulate them under existing laws.
Nowadays, you see the word nano used in advertising, but products using that word may not be made with nanotechnology. Meanwhile, actual nanoproducts don't need to be identified as such. Kuzma says that's a problem.
Nanoparticles or nanomaterials can penetrate through tissues, can penetrate cells, the nucleus of some cells.
She thinks better consumer information is needed for products made with nanotechnology.
You can't currently get the information that you need to get in order to evaluate those risks and benefits and make your own informed choices.
Thanks today to the USDA Cooperative State Research, Education, and Extension Service, the National Research Initiative Program, and Cornell University. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.